Comair has reached a tentative agreement with its striking pilots. The pilots were demanding higher wages, increased benefits, and more time off between shifts. When they went on strike 2.5 months ago, Comair was the second largest regional carrier in the country. But over the past 10 weeks, the airline has been immobilized. Comair has laid off more than half its non-striking employees and eliminated 400 pilot positions. Marianne Zalesnik reports.
The tentative agreement comes after 3 days of talks with federal mediators. Details of the deal have not yet been released. Comair and the Airline Pilots Association issued a joint statement to announce the agreement, which still has to be ratified by the carrier's pilots. Union spokesman Max Roberts says the negotiating committee is endorsing this agreement.
That is substantially different from the settlement offers that we have voted on in the recent past. So I'm optimistic.
Comair has been grounded since the strike began. Company President Randy Rademacher says plans for reinstating operations will be announced following the pilots' ratification vote. Comair is based at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Zalesnik in Highland Heights, Kentucky.